This module has been developed by the Michigan State University Center for International Business Education and Research. The following content for this module was taken from the book A Basic Guide to Exporting, a product of the U.S. Commercial Service. This module was created in cooperation with the U.S. Commercial Service and the Michigan State University Center for International Business Education and Research. To view the full text version of each slide, click the Slide Notes tab in the upper left-hand corner below the MSU Cyber logo. You may pause the presentation at any time by pressing the pause button below the slide. The glossary for this module is accessible via the Glossary tab at the top right corner.
In this module, we will cover how to obtain assistance from U.S. embassies and consulates, obtaining proper documentation, business culture, and a success story titled Lightning Eliminators. Section 1. Assistance from U.S. Embassies and Consulates.
As you plan your trip, you can discuss your needs and the services available at particular embassies with the staff of your local U.S. Commercial Service office. You also may find it useful to read the appropriate country commercial guide provided by the Department of Commerce. Commercial and economic officers in U.S. embassies and consulates abroad assist U.S. exporters by providing in-depth briefings and arranging introductions to appropriate countries, individuals, or foreign government officials. Your local U.S. Commercial Service office can help you access these services, or you can contact embassy and consulate personnel directly. A description of your company and the extent of your international experience will be helpful to in-country U.S. officials. Arrangements should be made as far ahead as possible. Addresses of U.S. embassies and consulates throughout the world are available at state.gov.
Section 2. Proper Documentation.
The ATA Carnet is a standardized international customs document used to obtain duty-free temporary admission of certain goods. The abbreviation ATA is derived from the French words admission temporaire and the English words temporary admission. Countries that are signatories to the ATA convention require the carnet. Under the ATA convention, commercial and professional travelers may temporarily take commercial samples, tools of the trade, advertising material, and cinematographic, audiovisual, medical, scientific, or other professional equipment into member countries without paying customs duties and taxes or posting a bond at the border of each country to be visited. You should contact the U.S. Council for International Business to determine whether the country you are visiting is a member of the ATA Convention. Carnets are generally valid for 12 months. To receive an application or to ask questions, contact the U.S. Council for International Business at the phone number listed below or visit the website at uscib.org. Because foreign customs regulations vary by country, you are advised to learn in advance the regulations that apply to each country that you will be visiting. If allowances for cigarettes, liquor, currency, and certain other items are not taken into account, those items can be impounded at national borders. All travel outside the United States and its possessions requires a valid U.S. passport. Information is available from the nearest local passport office. A wealth of information on passports, applications, and renewals is available online from the U.S. Department of State. You can obtain a nationwide listing of government offices that have passport applications on hand, or you can download a printable application at state.gov. Travel agents can arrange transportation and hotel reservations quickly and efficiently. They can also help plan the itinerary, obtain the best travel rates, explain which countries require visas, advise on hotel rates and locations, and provide other valuable services. Because hotels, airlines, and other carriers pay travel agents' fees, this assistance and expertise may be free. A well-planned itinerary enables you to make the best use of your time abroad. Although it is expensive to travel and your time is valuable, an overloaded schedule can be counterproductive. Two or three definite appointments, confirmed well in advance and spaced comfortably throughout a day, are more productive and enjoyable than a crowded agenda that forces you to rush from one meeting to the next before business is really concluded. If possible, you should plan an extra day to rest to deal with jet lag before starting your scheduled business appointments. As you plan your trip, you should keep the following travel tips in mind. The travel plans should reflect your company's goals and priorities. You should obtain the names of possible contacts, arrange appointments, and check transportation schedules before the trip begins. The most important meetings should be confirmed before you leave the United States. The U.S. Commercial Service can offer assistance through programs such as the Gold Key Service. As a rule, you should keep the schedule flexible enough to allow for both unexpected problems and unexpected opportunities. For instance, accepting an unscheduled luncheon invitation from a prospective client should not keep you from missing the next scheduled meeting. You should confirm the normal workdays and business hours in the countries being visited. In many Middle Eastern countries, for instance, the work week typically runs from Saturday to Thursday. Lunch times of 2 to 4 hours are customary in many countries. You should also contact an Export Assistance Center to learn of any travel advisories issued by the U.S. Department of State for countries you plan to visit. Advisories alert travelers to potentially dangerous in-country situations. The U.S. Department of State also includes travel advisories on its website at state.gov. It is important to visit overseas markets before any transaction occurs. Many foreign markets differ greatly from the domestic market, and by visiting another country, you can familiarize yourself with cultural nuances that may affect the design, packaging, or advertising of your product. Traveling abroad can generate new customers. As in the United States, clients and customers overseas often prefer to conduct business in person before concluding a transaction. A successful business trip typically requires substantial planning. This chapter focuses on the many steps you need to take before traveling abroad and offers recommendations that will make the trip more successful. All overseas travelers are required to have proper documentation before leaving the United States. You must have a current U.S. passport, visas from certain host countries, and in some instances, vaccination records. If you're bringing a product for demonstration or sample purposes, an ATA carnet may also be helpful. Businesses should allow 6 to 8 weeks to acquire all the necessary documents. Requirements for vaccinations differ by country. Although there may not be any restrictions on direct travel to and from the United States, there may be restrictions if you travel indirectly and stop over in another country before reaching your final destination. Although not required, vaccinations against typhus, typhoid, and other diseases are advisable. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention maintains a webpage to advise travelers of current conditions by country and region at cdc.gov/travel. Many countries require visas, but they cannot be obtained through the Passport Services Directorate. Visas are provided by a foreign country's embassy or consulate in the United States for a small fee. You must have a current U.S. passport to obtain a visa, and in many cases, a recent photo is required. You should allow several weeks to obtain visas, especially if you are traveling to developing nations. Some foreign countries require visas for business travel, but not for tourist travel. When you request visas from a consulate or an embassy, you should notify the authorities that you will be conducting business. You should check visa requirements each time you travel to a country because regulations change periodically. Contact an Export Assistance Center to learn about documentation requirements for the countries where you will be living.
Section 3. Business Culture.
Understanding and heeding cultural differences are critical to success in international business. Lack of familiarity with the business practices, social customs, and etiquette of a country can weaken your company's position in the market, prevent you from accomplishing your objectives, and ultimately lead to the failure of your exporting effort. Americans must pay close attention to different styles of doing business and the degree of importance placed on developing business relationships. In some countries, business people have a very direct style, while in others they are more subtle and value personal relationships more than most U.S. business people do. For example, in the Middle East, engaging in small talk before engaging in business is standard practice. Business people who hope to profit from their travel should learn about the history, culture, and customs of the countries they wish to visit. Flexibility and cultural adaptation should be the guiding principles for traveling abroad on business. Business manners and methods, religious customs, dietary practices, humor, and acceptable dress vary from country to country. You can prepare for your overseas visits by reading travel guides, which are located in the travel sections of most libraries and bookstores. Some of the cultural differences that U.S. firms most often face involve business styles, attitudes toward business relationships and punctuality, negotiating styles, gift-giving customs, greetings, significance of gestures, meanings of colors and numbers, and customs regarding titles. The cultural anthropology literature has given us many insights into how other countries do business and how to avoid cultural blunders. One example is that Thai is considered a serious offense for someone to touch them on the head. Useful to know? Maybe. But it's hard to imagine in the United States or anywhere else a situation where business people are meeting for the first time, or even after several times, and touching each other on the head or messing up each other's hair. So by all means, read the literature and talk with people who know the culture. But don't be intimidated and don't be reluctant to meet people. And do keep these general rules in mind. Top 10 Culture Tips. 1. Answer queries. Always politely and promptly answer email, fax, and telephone inquiries from overseas. Provide price lists, quotes, and other information. Build your own marketing list from the contacts. The query you ignore today could be your next best source of future business. 2. Start with what you know. Consider doing business first with a business culture and system similar to that of the United States. Canada and the United Kingdom are good markets to start in. 3. Learn from your domestic customers. Apply cultural knowledge you gain from selling to Latino, Asian, and other consumers in the United States. Preferences, product usage, and business protocol won't translate perfectly, but helpful information can be harvested here in the United States and applied to different market entry efforts abroad. 4. Be patient. Different cultures have different concepts of time. Few markets have a faster business pace than the United States. Many are slower. 5. Take time to develop personal relationships. Especially do so with distributors or large volume buyers. Remembering birthdays and other important events in the lives of your business associates and their families are good intercultural business practices. It is generally not difficult for Americans to be warm, welcoming, respectful, and thoughtful. Be yourself, or even a little more. If you can't, or the self you know doesn't fit this profile, consider sending someone else. 6. Learn the language. A few words of the native language of your buyers or business associates will go a long way. They will appreciate the effort. Words of welcome on your website, and maybe a currency converter, will further demonstrate your interest in doing business in ways that are mutually respectful. 7. Get an intern. As business develops with overseas customers, consider recruiting a college student intern who speaks the language and understands the business culture. Interns are especially valuable in doing business with customers in Japan, China, and Arabic-speaking countries. 8. Attend a U.S. trade show. Find one in your industry where foreign buyers are present. You can make good contacts, even sales, and test the waters before heading overseas. 9. Attend an international trade show in your industry. The U.S. Embassy often staffs a U.S. pavilion where U.S. sellers and foreign buyers from many countries in the region will meet. A great way to understand a different business culture is to do business, and not read how others do it. 10. Get help. Before you head overseas on a business development trip, Contact the U.S. Embassy and the U.S. Commercial Service. They will line up qualified buyers for you to meet, and they will counsel you on business protocol, market intelligence, regulatory issues, and much more. Gift giving is an important part of doing business in Japan, where gifts are usually exchanged at the first meeting. In sharp contrast, gifts are rarely exchanged in Germany and are usually not appropriate. Gift giving is not a usual custom in Belgium or the United Kingdom either, although in both countries, flowers are suitable when you're invited to someone's home. Customs concerning the exchange of business cards also vary. Although this point may seem of minor importance, card giving is a key part of business protocol. In Japan, for example, the Western practice of accepting a business card and pocketing it immediately is considered rude. The proper approach is to carefully look at the card after accepting it, observe the title and organization, acknowledge with a nod that the information has been digested, and perhaps make a relevant comment or ask a polite question. Negotiating is a complex process even between parties from the same nation. It is even more complicated in international transactions because of the potential misunderstandings that stem from cultural differences. It is essential to understand the importance of rank in the other country and to know who the decision makers are. It is important to be familiar with the business style of the foreign company, to understand the nature of agreements there, and to know the significance of gestures and negotiating etiquette. Through research or training, you can have a working knowledge of the business culture, management attitudes, business methods, and consumer habits before you travel abroad. That knowledge is very likely to have a positive effect on your overseas travel. Your local export assistance center can provide what you need to make a strong first impression. Attitudes toward punctuality vary greatly from one culture to another, and misunderstanding those attitudes may cause confusion. Romanians, Japanese, and Germans are very punctual, whereas people in many of the Latin countries have a more relaxed attitude toward time. The Japanese consider it rude to be late for a business meeting, but acceptable, even fashionable, to be late for a social occasion. In Guatemala, though, one might arrive from 10 minutes early to 45 minutes late for a luncheon appointment. Case study: Lightning Eliminators. Lightning Eliminators is a company from Boulder, Colorado that does what its name says, according to Chief Executive Avram Saunders, who oversees the supply of hardware and related services to protect their oil drilling rigs, storage tanks, airports, schools, prisons, and many other kinds of infrastructure in harm's way. The technology is designed around a principle called charge transfer. Basically, this is how lightning forms. Energy forms from the ground up and from the clouds down. Where the two meet, you'll see the lightning strike or flash. Lightning Eliminator's equipment keeps the upward forming energy from reaching enough strength to attract the downward energy. The company has made sales in about 70 countries and boasts over 3,000 installations. International sales have comprised 63% of revenues and led to 200% growth over the past 4 years. Saunders found that when dealing overseas, particularly in certain countries such as Nigeria, there can be cultural and legal issues. For example, the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act prohibits U.S. citizens from paying bribes. Competitors may not have such rules, or they are not enforced as they are by their governments. Finding new business abroad was a challenge for the company in the beginning. How do you get in front of decision makers in other countries? And when you find them, how do you make sure you get paid? Saunders says that these concerns exist here in the United States, but are more complex when dealing in different cultures, countries, and languages. Saunders said, "You've got to understand people's business challenges and needs and models. And once we do that, then you have a conversation to figure out how you can help. But if you're not listening, you're going to miss it." Saunders said that his company has navigated cultural challenges by becoming very good at listening, and that involves listening for what's not said as well as what is said. To illustrate, Saunders says he's done a significant amount of business in the United Arab Emirates. Saunders said, "When he first looked at UAE, lightning isn't a particularly intense issue. So the question is, why are they interested in our equipment? And that's where you have to start listening. And what we discovered very quickly is, one, they have the money, but they made a decision, a business decision to protect their people. They're going above and beyond the basics. And we had to really understand, because in order to sell to a group like that, you have to understand what their business needs are. We've done several millions of dollars worth of business in the United Arab Emirates. The U.S. Commercial Service has been helping with the legal, payment, and new business development challenges. Saunders said, "The international trade specialists in Denver have been extraordinarily helpful to us. They have helped us open 5 to 6 new markets in the last 2 years. In fact, my international sales manager was recently in Australia on a trip organized by the Department of Commerce, working with a local staff member in Australia to introduce our technology more fully and to help us find representation. That's been the single most important thing that they've helped us to do, is find good representation in a number of different countries. The services they provide, you could not obtain for 20 or 30 times the cost it costs us to work with them." Saunders said the company has learned that because of the downturn in 2008 to 2009, companies reduced cost and so can't afford downtime on any of their facilities. Spending now goes towards reducing the risks of a loss in productivity in a climate of reduced costs. Companies that offer solutions will do well internationally. You need quality representation on the ground in your target markets because, as Saunders says, you cannot fully comprehend what goes on day to day in a place like Nigeria. He said you also have to focus on details such as financing instruments, including letters of credit and bank transfers. In addition, you have to understand the business culture. Saunders says, "There are things that we are constrained by, such as the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. Very important to understand in places like Nigeria and other places like that where there are cultural differences that would run afoul of that law. You have to understand what's going on, and you have to address those from the outset, because otherwise you can get sucked into some very ugly situations." Saunders says his company has high ethical standards. To his surprise, high ethical standards are actually a business advantage rather than working against the U.S. company. What's more, the Made in the USA brand, in general, can be a competitive advantage. Saunders says, "Foreign buyers really do appreciate, locally, the American technology and quality. We're doing some projects in Nigeria now where they insist on buying American because they've been burned by other companies of other nationalities. They just don't want to risk that. And so we do have that advantage. Made in the USA, overseas, really does have some legs. But you can't do it in an arrogant way. You have to do it in a way that really supports their business models." A special thanks to the U.S. Commercial Service for the contents of this module.
This slide will take you to current news headlines on this topic. The links will open in a new browser window. You may have to enable pop-ups in your browser. You can advance through the remainder of the slides by clicking the play button. Global Edge offers a number of resources on this topic. The links will open in a new browser window. You may have to enable pop-ups in your browser. This slide concludes this module.